Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, I think, you know, some
attention
needs to be...
We got to get Freddie out of there.
Yes.
We got to get Freddie out of there.
You have a heavy fraternity guy as your head coach.
Yes.
You know, that's the guy at every fraternity who's always on the couch with an 18-pack right next to him and a bag of potato chips.
His face is a little too red for me. That's a drinker. Oh, Freddie's a drinker. Especially with the last name Kitchens.
I will tease this for tomorrow because this is Jeffrey time. And Mike likes it. I'm not sure how good Tua T is after seeing him in person.
Okay. Nope. I don't know if you saw Lawrence Tynes. You remember the Chiefs kicker?
He was going after him. Giants kicker, too.
Yeah, he had a hot draft take. He was like, the tank for Tua thing's made up, right? I'd take him in the 5th to 7th round as a backup, maybe. He's got a lot of talent around him.
Talk about it tomorrow, 2:40-ish. There's your tease. I want to talk about my trip to A&M.
Okay. And then the other young quarterback who we were going through the MVP candidates, and I don't know if we mentioned Lamar. We probably need to. Probably need to rectify that because Lamar Jackson just had himself another good game where I believe he threw for about 230, ran for a buck 50. Against the Bengals. But, hey, Cowboys played the Jets. Okay. Cowboys played the Jets.
Made them look good, too.
Okay.
I'm dead serious here. I would trade all 11 starters for the Cowboys for all 11 starters of the Jets defense. I would rather have their defense than our defense.
You would get Jamal Adams, Marcus May at safety, which is awesome. You would get Quinnen Williams.
Awesome.
Which
is CJ Mosley's hurt. You got him, too.
Mosley's hurt, but you get him.
Hey, we got a good linebacker.
I think that's interesting. Recency's not helping the Cowboys roster in that case for sure.
I mean, the Jets defense was looking bad because their offense couldn't move the ball for a month.
Yeah.
And they were giving up tons of counting numbers, as RJ would say, but their efficiency numbers look pretty good, much better than the Cowboys.
So back to Lamar really quick, because Lamar Jackson, he is not having a Baker Mayfield year to this point this season. He's thrown 11 touchdowns and 5 picks. He's completing 9% more of his passes than Baker Mayfield is at more yards per attempt. He's been sacked less. And, oh, yeah, he's on pace to run he's at 460 through 6, 1,100 yards or so. Lamar Jackson's in the MVP talk, too.
Well, that's fun, but I would say be careful making any final determinations on quarterbacks for at least 3 years.
Maybe 8.
More likely 5 or 6, yeah.
I mean, how far have we teetered on just that draft class in the span of...
Massively.
8 weeks into their first season, the back 8 weeks of that season, coming into this season, to today.
Hey, Sam Darnold was up and down and left and right his whole rookie year.
And now it's Lamar, then Darnold, although some people will be more comfortable with Darnold because you assume that running the ball 200 times a year as a quarterback is dangerous business.
Josh Allen is 4-1.
Josh Allen's 4-1, and coming into this year, Baker Mayfield was number one, no doubt, and now he might be number 4 or 5. So we'll just check back in 6 more weeks and see how much we can flip-flop on that bad boy. And before we get to more NFL content, I just want to tell you guys about a snack.
Okay.
Got a snack update for you. One of my favorite meals. It's always been one of my favorite meals, and it always will be.
A snack that is a meal?
Well,
your
it's
Taco
a meal.
Bell, your Taco Bell dinner?
It's a meal. Not number 8, 2 crunchy, 1 soft, no less with Mountain Dew. I'm talking about grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite meals.
The cheese toasty, as I like to call it.
Oh, the cheese.
You've been to the grilled cheese factory at Bishop Arts. That's a good place to get that.
Yeah, they make a great one.
Some of the best.
Not quite what I make, but a very good one.
I'll duel you on a grilled cheese.
I've watched YouTube and stuff and how to make the ultimate grilled cheese sandwich.
You want no part of me in a grilled cheese off.
100%.
I am perfect at the toasting of the bread on both sides. There will never be a flaw.
That's fine.
And it's almost like a steak. You can tell me how you want it. Do you want medium rare bread? Do you want it well done?
Medium.
You want
Are you using Velveeta?
What? No.
What are you using for your cheese?
Whatever crap you found at the store that's in a slice. Slap it in there.
Yeah. Oh, it's on.
You're in big trouble.
Yeah, big trouble.
Oh, yeah. Basic white bread. Slices of American that come out of an individual piece of plastic.
He's in big trouble.
And it'll taste like heaven. Oh, yeah. Tomato soup right out of the can. Just heat it up on the stove.
I have a seven cheese blend that I go with on inverted Hawaiian rolls.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it.
Do this for me.
Okay.
Go to the store and go get the Pepperidge Farm sourdough bread or a premium sourdough bread.
Don't eat
and
it.
Then do a grilled cheese with like the sourdough.
That sounds wonderful.
And it's going to be mind blowing.
That'll set it off?
Yes.
Well,
sourdough go send it off.
Snack update, because you know you can't potato chips can't just be potato chips anymore. You have to come up with flavors. You damn right. Grilled cheese and tomato soup chip.
Oh, by who?
Lay's.
Sounds like something Lay's would do. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Lay's is throwing it out there. No, I don't know.
Regular potato chip. I got some jalapeno Doritos last night. I'm pretty excited about.
Did you try them?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay.
It used to be salsa verde in the green bag. They flipped it up. They got jalapeno now. They're coming.
Salsa verde wasn't selling well.
It was just all right. Yeah, it was a little too salty for me.
Now, do you support that bit of pretending you're going to throw all these different flavors into a potato chip? Because it's not going to taste like grilled cheese and tomato soup.
No,
what's
I don't
gonna,
like them. I don't,
like,
I don't
what's
like
it going to taste like?
No.
It's just going to be cheesy, right?
I was so disappointed when the pepperoni pizza Pringles came out. And I'm a big Pringles guy. I was excited about it. No, it tastes nothing like it.
Yeah.
That's what I wonder.
By the way, 214 says, I know the secret. Heard him break it down 4 months ago on the grilled cheese. Did a whole segment.
No,
on
and that's
cheese.
Fine. But that's the thing about the grilled cheese is it doesn't matter how good your ingredients are. It's about how you work that skillet, homie. And I'm the finest skillet man in the land.
Okay, let me ask you. You pre-butter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then when you flip it and now it's sizzling on the other side, are you re-buttering that side you've already grilled?
No, I don't need to double butter.
No, that's, yeah.
Already lost
got him.
Not,
I got him.
You're not watching Food Network and
no,
stuff like
I don't,
that.
No, I don't watch. No, and see? The people like the 940. Jeff can't have a perfect grilled cheese sandwich because he won't toast the bread with mayo. If you're putting mayo on your bread for a grilled cheese, you've created a vomit cheese.
I'm not doing that either, but I have seen like on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, a lot of the diners and places you're going to do use mayo as their butter.
Mm.
Yikes, that sounds disgusting. I don't want to order anymore.
You're just going to eat at home?
Yeah.
Really, the right answer is to make a grilled cheese no matter what sandwich you have?
Yeah.
Like if you're at the house and you're making just ham and cheese,
boom,
throw it on a skillet.
Yeah.
You know?
Heat that. It's not a PB&J,
we're getting a new
you're
kitchen
good.
And we're getting one of those flat top things on the like oven
oh,
thing.
Oh, that griddle thing?
What do you mean? Flat top.
So,
thing?
You know how you have your burners?
Yeah.
So it'll be like burners on each side, but
you only really need two burners anyway, right?
Yeah. So it'll be like four burners, but right in the middle will be kind of like, I don't know, let's just say 1 foot by like 3 foot long, I'm guessing.
Lovely.
Like, so you can have your right there, your flat iron.
Like the pancake maker griddle?
Yep.
That's what it's called, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I may try your double butter technique. I wouldn't have trusted you, but my buddy D. Martin texted me. He said, you got to double butter.
Watch
Holmes.
The Chef on Netflix. The first episode, it's with Bill Burr. It's hilarious. Bill Burr is on there, and it shows how to make the best grilled cheese.
Okay. The challenge is on. Stay tuned for who wins.
There you have it. Something from Jeff every day at this time. Okay. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary at 105throughthefan.com. I want to talk about that and our unbelievable guest list. We'll also talk about why they lost.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.